This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour.
Time for us to focus in again on your life, things that you embrace about your life, things you want to change about your life. That's what the DJV show is all about, what life is all about. Jennifer Horn's life, Victoria Keelan's life, Kara Schillen's life, Doug Steffen's life, and your life. Can you believe we're already talking about back to school? We're going to talk with a person who is getting mothers and dads and students focused on going back to school. It's the summertime. What an outrage.
It always used to strike fear in my heart as a kid when you'd open up the newspaper and the whole ad from Kmart would be crayons and notebooks.
Back to school time. Yep. So let me go back. Let me rewind for just a moment here to what this program and what our lives are all about. The different focus here is on, for the most part, taking the positive side, the plus side of your life or what's out there and having us relate to it. I think many people have found in the last 3 or 4 years especially that they can gain control of their life by walking on the sunny side of the street. That's what that old song was about. But there also is the need, think about you and your family, the people you work around. How many people either are control freaks or work with or live with somebody who's a control freak? And that's the best, that's the old expression. Someone who is in control, wants to be in control, has to be in control. Jennifer, who are you around that's like that?
Me.
I asked the question. I knew it.
I live with myself, so yes. I was. Right.
But you're a very positive person.
Well, yeah, I don't think I'm a negative.
Control freaks are not so.
I don't think I'm a negative control freak, but I mean, I think clearly, probably the reason I don't like drugs so much is because I'm afraid to be out of control.
Yeah.
I think the reason that I always feel healthier when I feel like things are kind of in control in my life.
The wine doesn't make you. When you drink
usually
wine.
Usually I can tolerate the wine. Yeah, usually. Uh-huh. I mean, believe me, I've had my occasions where I don't totally throw it, but usually I can tolerate the wine and I feel like I still have some semblance of control. But I don't know who else would be a control freak. I guess my dad, and you know, I guess my dad's controlling. He's not a control freak, but I think he's like me where you feel like, or maybe I'm like him would be appropriate. Yeah, you want to be in charge. You also you want to have a plan because when you don't have a plan, you feel kind of, chaotic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's the one thing that would drive you, that drives you the most crazy when you don't have control of it, over it? Like, is there one thing that triggers your control? And I can't imagine you being a control freak.
I'm not a super annoying control freak, but like, okay, I could tell you this. Like, if I'm going to have the choice of going to a party mm-hmm. or throwing a party, I'm always going to want to be the one to throw the party. Mm-hmm. Does
that's
that make
funny.
Sense?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a great example, actually.
Yeah,
that's
so it's not nice. Like in every aspect of my life, that has to be fixed. That has to be that. It's just if I have the choice to be in charge of something, and I think it actually has maybe more to do with the fact that I kind of naturally gravitate towards like a leadership role more than it's harder for me to be a follower than it is for me to be a leader, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It does. Yeah. That's okay. A great example.
So, I mean, I don't think it's like irritating control freak, but I feel like it's just, it's easier to be kind of in control of your own space sometimes.
I've never in my life thought of a party scenario like that. That's so interesting to me. Because I love hosting, but I also love just being a guest and not having to be responsible for anything.
Trust me, as I get older and tireder, I'm appreciating guest roles more, but, yeah. You know, given the choice, I still like to host, I guess.
All right. So, Victoria, who in your life is a controller?
You?
Yeah, I think you've got it too, Dougie.
I don't mean that in a bad way. That's it, really. I don't have anybody in my life. Well, no.
Somebody's got to be in charge.
Well, not in charge. I mean, well, no, you're asking about who's a control freak in my life.
Yeah.
There's one person.
Me. This person a relative?
No.
Yeah.
This is a new relative. New relative. Yes.
A relative.
A new relative. Yeah. Slash
but this
in-law.
Person isn't cute. Control freak, right?
No. This is the negative kind.
Like
so I'm a cute.
But luckily,
cute.
We're going to keep that. Good fences make good in-laws.
Yeah,
so.
Right, exactly.
I don't think you're a control freak at all. But
I think you're a control freak like me, actually.
It's not bad.
If I had the opportunity, of going to a party or throwing a party, I would not. I'm not a party thrower.
No.
But I, when I go to parties, I try, and this doesn't sound very humble. The problem with me is I don't like going to parties. And I don't go to many parties. I'm just not that social. I don't have that many friends, Frank. I prefer the company of one person to a large group.
I know, but you don't have to brag about it, Doug. I know you like my company. I know.
I do. I love your company. I absolutely
I was joking.
Actually, now I've been in the company of all three of you individually, and I have really enjoyed. I love the day that I spent with Kara, the time that I spent with her, because it was just fun to be with her. With Victoria, it was a little more frenetic, but it was still, it's fun. And
not because of our dynamic, but because our schedule was crazy.
Yeah, maybe whatever it was. It was just the vibe. I'm a big believer in vibration. We have that conversation frequently.
Yeah.
That which goes on, the energy between people. And fortunately, maybe it's because, and I say this lovingly, I'm pretty good at figuring out who people are. And I've always loved being with Jennifer from the very beginning when she was a kid. Victoria, you made the cut after we had a sort of negative experience with somebody who
you want to talk about a control freak. Hold
oh my God, I couldn't handle it.
Wait, what? I'm lost. So, wait,
the lady who was here before you, we've spent a little time with, and it didn't work.
I knew I was in for trouble when she hated me on day one. And I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Oh, wow. Jeez.
I never even met you, lady.
That was bad.
Oh, Jesus. God.
Yeah. Anyway, so, Kara, you okay with who's in your life that's a controller or not a controller? I'm guessing you don't really have anybody in your life that is other than McFadden, maybe.
Laid back, sort of.
Nah, not so much. Go ahead, keep going.
I was trying to
passive aggressive.
Oh my God, maybe Jen is the control freak in my life. Jeez, I can't even get a word in here.
Okay, go. I'm ready.
No, I don't think I really have anyone either. I think of myself sometimes too, but it's really only in some situations. Like in normal life, I feel like there's, and I can't even think of any good examples except for, like when we go out at night, there are some people who just they drink so much. And for me, I can't do that because of, like, kind of health reasons. I don't want to do that. But also, I just don't understand how people go out and they're fine with having all of their friends, you know, take care of them and have to be responsible for getting them home and have to hold their hair back when they're throwing up. Like, that to me is so unappealing, and I would hate to be a burden on someone like that. So I feel like I'm fun when I go out, but I feel like I'm also controlled, and I would never put myself in a situation like that.
All right. Thank you, ladies. In a moment, back to school. I'm almost choking on this, but it is time to be thinking about supplies and clothing and that sort of thing. So give you some tips on back to school shopping, some specific areas right after this.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
All right, 15 and change after the hour here on the DJB Experience. Time for us to bring in Melissa Bastos, who is the Director of Market Research in the Corporate Strategy Area and Program Metrics. Mary, this is a very big deal. She's from Cotton Incorporated. Basically, with all of the real focus here on what people are going to be doing, buying, what the school supply situation is, how many of you knew that new shoes and school supplies are high on back-to-school shoppers' lists? 87% of those surveyed say shoes are important. 86% said school supplies. So what else in terms of, Melissa, the suggested focus? Clothing has got to be in there someplace, right?
Absolutely. Good morning. First of all, it's great to be here with you. Clothing actually topped the list. So 91% of consumers say clothing's one of the main things they plan to purchase for their children for back to school this year.
So what kind of, is it the same pretty much every year, or does it change from year to year depending on the value and the focus on clothing? Because trends change. Sometimes from year to year things stay pretty much the same, and then there's this real upheaval in what people are wearing or what they want to wear.
Absolutely. Actually, clothing tends to top the list every year. That's pretty consistent because as children are growing, you know, they grow out of the clothing they have, or sometimes, you know, they're a little tough on the clothes, at least my children are. So we do see clothing tends to top the list overall, but you might see, you know, a change in overall supplies as well as electronics or sporting equipment when it comes to the year about the number of people planning to buy it.
Mm-hmm. So is this too early? We're in the kind of approaching the middle of July. It would seem this is kind of early, but maybe not so much.
Not necessarily. Actually, you know, while most schools are traditional, some of the schools have already started back that are year-round. I know my friend's children have already started school last week. But what we do see, it's a good time for the parents to get out and start purchasing the clothing or online or however they're shopping this year, as the retailers and brands have already started to put those deals up and to set them aside now that the 4th of July is over over the past week. So now they're getting ready to, you know, for the fall. Getting everything out for those parents.
You bring up a good question. In store or online, where are the most purchases being made when it comes to clothing?
Well, overall, most purchases will be made in the physical store, but we have seen some uptick in online. So about 27% say they'll be shopping online, 73% in store. But we know most purchases will be made in the physical store. But a lot of parents and even the kids who are shopping for themselves, they use the internet quite a bit to not only buy, but also for research and to educate themselves about what products they want, where they want to go, what deals they're looking for. So we see a lot of people taking an interest in using the internet, regardless if they're actually going to buy online or not.
The folks at Cotton did a survey, a lifestyle monitor. One of the questions they asked was, how much money do people plan to spend per person? Is that number surprising?
Well, actually, what we see overall for clothing, consumers plan to spend about $267 per person on back-to-school clothes, and that's up slightly, just about a little less than 1% from last year. But if we look at some of the projections out there for overall back-to-school shopping, just in general, not just clothing, they do expect overall sales to be up about 4% this year for it to be a good year, and last year was as well, but they expect it to be even better this year.
All right, I got a few seconds left here. The other day we had a conversation on the air about rayon, and everybody turned up their nose because they thought, oh, things made from rayon are awful. You represent the cotton industry. That's the preference and always has been, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Actually, more than 8 out of 10 parents say that they want their children, regardless of the products they're buying, they want their children to be dressed in cotton because they say it's the most comfortable fiber. And when we compare it to other synthetic or man-made fibers like rayon or polyester, parents say that they prefer cotton.
All right. So there you go. There you have it. If you're already thinking about back-to-school clothing items, some food for thought, go to lifestylemonitor.cottoninc.com if you want to Google around that survey a little bit more. Melissa, thank you. Melissa Bastos here.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
You know, the night's magic seemed to whisper and hey. You know, the summer light seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more morning dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you?
What a great Van Morrison. This guy, you hear me from time to time extol the value and virtue of some of the groups and the individuals that I have loved over my lifetime, the musical preferences being as they are. I do love the Moody Blues. That's pretty obvious when you hear me get excited about talking about the performance I went to see the other night. And this guy is another one. I would go see him if I figure he's going to at least hit some of the hits. But he's such a quirky character. He may not. He just decides. I talked to somebody who knew his daughter, and she says they don't know what they're going to play when they go out on stage that night. It completely depends on his mood. He'll turn around and tell the band leader what he wants to sing next. If you notice, when you go to one of his shows, that's what he does. He turns around and just, there's maybe a hand gesture or a wink, but he doesn't wink much because he's usually wearing glasses. But there's something, these people are so used to working together. And so Van Morrison is back in the forefront, announcing he's going to drop his 37th album called Roll with the Punches on September the 23rd. Covers of some of the old blues songs. He loves the old blues stuff. With five new compositions that he's written himself. The songs on Roll with the Punches, he says, quote, whether I've written them or not, they're performance-oriented. Each song is like a story, and I'm performing that story. That's been forgotten over the years because people overanalyze things. I was a performer before I started writing. I've always felt like that's what I do. He is very good at telling stories in music. Listen to this. If you listen, crank this up here for a second. La-da-dee-da, la-da-dee-da. watching through this. There's a bit of input here. Bo Diddley, Lightning Hopkins, Little Walter, all these old blues guys. Several of the selections are popular post-war standards like Stormy Monday, which Lou Rawls recorded, the Allman Brothers have recorded. Lead single called Bring It On Home to Me was originally performed by Sam Cooke and later was in a duet by Otis Redding and Carla Thomas. He said, the thing about the blues is you don't dissect it, you just do it. I was lucky to have met people with who were the real thing, like John Lee Hooker, Jimmy Witherspoon, Bo Diddley, Little Walter, Mose Allison. I got to hang out with them, so I absorbed what they did. They were people with no ego whatsoever. They helped me learn a lot. I don't know whether I think Van Morrison has an ego or not. He's going to just do a short tour in this country after he releases this album in September. A couple of gigs in September, a couple of more in October. In November, he's going back to his native Scotland and
Ireland.
Ireland, that's right. No, Ireland is right. Yes, I'm right.
We have we claim Van Morrison. He's one of ours. Yeah. We're not letting anyone else take him.
I don't know if he's still married. He was married to Miss Ireland at the time he married her. She was about half his age. I'm not sure whether she's still with him or not. He's a real character.
Yeah.
So he really is. Yep. I mean, he's an absolute. Yeah, absolute character. He will not talk to any, won't do an interview, won't do any media, nothing. He just is not interested. And so therefore, don't bother to have. That's what I was told driving around Bristol, which is his studio home in England. I called the office and talked to his secretary. I said, I'd like to interview him. I love his music. She said, you'll have to enjoy his music because he's not going to talk to you.
That's a good answer.
28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, separation anxiety is the inability to cope when loved ones leave and most often occurs when the pet realizes it's alone. Since the pet's frantic search for its human companions often results in some damage, almost invariably attribute the effects of separation anxiety to spite work. But I assure you that they really do not stay up at night thinking of ways to get even with you. Although most trouble a pet gets into occurs when it is left alone, it usually has a lot more to do with boredom, loneliness, and in many cases, separation anxiety. Separation anxiety. Anxiety can occur any time with any pet, but there are red flags that come with certain situations. Pets that have had more than one home are often afraid that when their owners leave, they may never return. That's more like abandonment issue. So how do you get your dog or cat used to being left by themselves? Leave them for short periods of time. I know it's hard. We want to be with them. But when you come home, even if you're there for a while, go into another room, read a book, watch TV. Let them understand the concept that even when you are home with them, they're not going to be on top of you every day. Because let's face it, we got to go to work to pay for their food, don't we? I'm Warren Eckstein.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-707-8439. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-707-8439. 800-707-8439. That's 800-707-8439.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Napa Know-How!
Buckets are good. Good at storing, carrying, and hauling all kinds of stuff. But the Napa Bucket for $3.99 does more good than that. Like getting you 20% off three or more items that fit inside. And donating a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. So do our soldiers and yourself some good. And save 20% with the Napa Bucket. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/17.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 34 after the hour on the DJV show, the DJV Experience with Doug and Jen and Victoria Carashillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Please feel free to follow us on Twitter at DJV Show. And you can like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. A lot of things are posted there about what's going on, things that we're talking about. You can follow us live as we do the program. Or you can go to TuneIn Radio on your computer or your device. Do a search when you go to TuneIn for Doug Stephan Now if you want to hear more of what it is that we're doing on the day that you're listening, whether it's later in the day or whatever. It changes every day because of the program. What a concept.
So if we want to hear Doug Stephan later, we go to Doug Stephan Now.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Okay.
From the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, the microwave oven was invented after a researcher walked by a radar tube that had been developed for a completely different purpose. I think it was for a television camera. And a chocolate bar melted in his pocket. So he went back to the radar tube.
That'll do it.
Huh?
Can you imagine? That would do it.
Yeah. Think about it. How many things have been invented because people mistakenly got involved in... So it wasn't for what it was intended, but something else good came out of it. I think good is relative there because I'm not sure if microwaves are that good for you. Also, from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, this is a proven fact because somebody has actually counted the number of chickens there are in the world, and there are, in fact, more chickens than people in the world. Did you know that? More chickens than people in the world. And I'm sure somebody's going to go to Snopes. Kara, who's always trying to find some hole in whatever my argument is probably already there. What? There are no more. How did you get to that number? Some Chinese guys counted the number of chickens in the world. I'm just telling you. And there are more.
I don't know why you would say that about me. I would never do that to your argument.
Really? Okay, good. Thank you. Excuse me. All right.
How many chickens are in the world?
Uh-huh.
Jen will, though.
Winston Churchill was born in a ladies' room during a dance. Did you know that?
Was he not born in Blenheim Palace?
True, sir. No, he lived in Blenheim Palace.
I guess it would be more weird if he was born in the men's room.
Yeah.
You think?
That's true.
Well, yeah, why would his mom be in the men's room?
Yeah.
Wow. It's like in that first episode of Teen Mom.
whatever happened to that show, by the way?
I think it's still on.
I think it's still there.
You would think after this many years of Teen Mom, it would dissuade people from having kids as teens.
Yeah,
but
at
somehow.
That age.
At prom in the high school bathroom? Yeah, that's right.
Speaking of having children, this is from the Mondo Bizarro column. Who would have thought that the women who are in prison who are pregnant would be a subject of a study? Number of incarcerated women rising 700% in the last 25, 30 years. That means there are nearly 200,000 more women in prison now than there were in 1980. More women in prison, more women giving birth behind bars. This is a story about what will upset you, frankly. This is like one of those ratings things. The parents, I don't know whether you want to shut the radio off or not if you have children in the car, but this is kind of troubling. One of the most controversial practices that takes place in prison with women who are having birth or going to have a baby is that they are shackled during childbirth. The practice can have obviously negative physical and mental effects on mothers and the children that are being born, according to the American Psychological Association.
I can't imagine that's true anymore.
There's a lady named Teresa
shocking.
Kleinhaus, who's a civil rights lawyer, Jennifer, represents 40 women who were shackled during childbirth at the Milwaukee County Jail.
Is it because they've had someone escape during childbirth? They're using that as a ruse? I mean, it just seems so, that seems harsh.
This seems like the 18th century to me.
Yeah, it's barbaric.
Yeah. There's no reason to believe the women are going to be violent or pose a threat in general. The lawyer said, quote, if you apply principles based on male prisoners at this point in time to a 20-year-old woman who's in jail for retail theft and 9 months pregnant, doesn't make any sense. I don't think it makes any sense. If they, this kind of stuff, you don't put people in jail for nonviolent crimes. You just don't. Someday the society's going to look on this kind of like putting leeches on people to make them better. Putting people in jail who are not a risk, at risk for the society, is meaningless nonsense. Put them to work, make them pay back whatever it was that they supposedly stole. Can you imagine what if Bernie Madoff were in a supervised office someplace and the government said, okay, we want you to make back some of the money or show us how you did it or you do what you did. Only all the money's not going to you. It's going to the people you screwed. Isn't that the way to fix the problem?
I've always loved that idea. Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to put these people in jail.
I mean, at the very least, Bernie Madoff should be teaching inmates how to read, you know, or something. I mean, use that brain for good. Don't let it just sit and rot away.
All right, but meanwhile, back to this.
Yeah, this is shocking. It's illegal.
How the hell does it go on now?
It's illegal, but it's still done. And apparently, this human rights lawyer is getting involved now because no politician is willing to, for whatever reason, to enforce the ban.
Why?
And this is happening, I think, in I don't know how many states it is now, but
in New York.
In New York, I think they said 24 out of the 27 women who gave birth were shackled.
Yeah. Wow.
It's shocking to think that this happens, but my God.
You know, I was just thinking of something. I could really stir. We're in the middle of a really heated political season in my hometown because we're changing government from town government to city government. And the people who are running the major candidate that I'm supporting announced officially last night, and his opponent is announcing tonight. And I'm going to go to her. I'm going to go to her like I went to his. I'm going to go to her opening salvo as well. This would be a great question because we have a big prison in Framingham. You're always hearing me talk about, well, it's the headquarters of Staples and Genzyme and Bose, TJ Maxx. But we also have the largest women's prison in the state in Framingham.
No,
used to be called
so much?
The Women's Framingham Women's Reformatory. Now, when I was a kid, now it's called MCI, Mass Correctional Institute Framingham. Anyway.
I just picture you showing up to this, and she's all excited. I'm announcing my candidacy, and Doug's like, "Do you believe in shackling women?"
Right, that's
while they're giving birth.
Ruin her party, why don't you?
Well, I mean, ask the question at some point in time. Did you realize in the Framingham Women's Prison that women are being shackled during childbirth?
And what do you plan to do about it?
Yeah.
Talk about throwing somebody for a loop.
Yeah. A little cold water on your plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll just make yourself even more popular up there, Doug.
Well, the people who are supporting her are not exactly my friends.
Right.
And so it doesn't. I have nothing to lose under the circumstances. But
I know we're joking about it, though. It is horrific,
yeah,
and I don't know why.
Really,
this is
ridiculous. Yeah. Ridiculous probably isn't even a strong enough word for it. Outrageous?
Yeah.
Come on. Mm. Oy. All right. That's enough of the food for thought. Let's get to mindless pursuits like sports. Jennifer and Victoria.
Here's do we know who won the All-Star game yet?
I did not watch any.
I watched a little bit last night, and I fell asleep. So I don't know what the answer is.
I need to look into that, yeah.
All those guys need a haircut. My God.
I know. Everybody's very hairy in baseball.
Very scruffy looking now, right?
Really
baseball's just gotten so...
And the Red Sox are worse than any of the other teams.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They just
okay.
look sloppy. And
yeah,
you know what I have to say, like, back in the day, and I don't know when this started, but, you know, when baseball players had the shorter pants, and they had the socks and stuff, and everyone looked sort of neat in the uniform, I don't know when it changed to where everyone looks like they're just wearing pajama pants, but I really don't
know,
like that.
Am I the,
they're
I'm, really hanging.
I really like the old baseball uniform with
too.
The tighter pants and the socks.
Yeah.
We should go back to that instead of just the, like...
These guys
pants.
Just look like they rolled out of bed and right on, literally didn't shave, didn't cut their hair.
Yeah.
They just roll onto the pitch.
Yeah.
Or
all
the
right.
Field.
So, Victoria, bring us up to date on this Marlins suit before we get to Jennifer and a story about Derek Jeter.
Yeah, well, it's a Marlins doubleheader today for our sports report. The Miami Marlins' current owner, Jeffrey Loria, is reportedly suing a fan of the team in an attempt to seize his property to get him to pay up on his season tickets. Loria's team is suing Kenneth Sack for, they want to take a $725,000 building that he owns, and they want that as part of a dispute between last season, there were 9 season ticket holders and luxury suite owners since 2003. Have been sued by the Marlins. And, of course, this is not making them popular with fans. This began in 2012. Marlins asked season ticket holders if they would sign a contract saying that they would buy more than one season. And some people did sign that contract. However, the perks that were supposed to come with it, buffets, private parking, apparently that started disappearing. And so people reneged on their contracts and said, well, we don't want to pay for the season tickets. And now Loria is going after them and suing them, and apparently MLB is looking the other way on this, which is kind of odd.
Huh. All right, well, this is, I wouldn't think this would be a way to win friends and influence
right.
people under that circumstance. All right, So with the Marlins, we'll stay there for a little bit. Derek Jeter is in the mix to buy the Marlins.
He really wants
Michael Jordan and some other people are in this thing. Yeah. So what's how's this going to shake out?
So the bidding for the Marlins is still going on.
Yeah, I thought
New York,
Bush bought them. I don't know.
No, it was Jeb Bush and Derek Jeter were working together for a moment, but that fell through. Derek Jeter has now brought Michael Jordan on to his team. That's a heavy hitter. It's not known how much money Michael Jordan, who's of course Nike brand endorsed Jeter throughout his playing career, will put toward the effort. But he's been a supporter of Derek's bid to be a Major League Baseball owner since the beginning, according to his business manager, Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said Tuesday that three groups were still bidding on the franchise despite reports to the contrary. One is Jeter's group, backed by money manager Bruce Sherman, and that's closing in on a $1.2 billion deal. Miami business titan Jorge Mas is still in the running. The third group includes Governor Jeb Bush, Tag Romney, and fund manager Rain Rothbaum. In short order, apparently, according to the Marlins owner now, they will have the luxury of picking from one of these groups. This is a lot of money. He bought the Marlins in 2002 for $158 million, and he had a kind of a strange clubhouse exchange with reporters Tuesday. He expressed some frustration over repeated questions about the sale of the club. So there you go.
One of the investors is Rain Rothbaum.
And Tag.
The fabulous Rothbaum family.
Well, don't forget Jeb Bush and Tag Romney. Hello.
Tag Romney and Rothbaum, yes. How about having them on our team, shall we? Shall we step up to the bar and drink to that, please?
Maybe they'll revamp the uniforms and make everyone look neater.
There you go.
Like the Yankees, they have a dress code. Love that.
Right.
Yep, get a shave.
Pinkies out, gentlemen.
Haircut. 47 past the hour. Let's talk about blood flow for a moment. I know this will get you excited. Well, actually, it should get you excited because this is the way that Jennifer gets her juices flowing.
Yeah.
This is the way Victoria gets her juices flowing. This is the way Kara gets her juices flowing.
I started Jeff on this, by the way.
Did you? Good.
Superbeats. Yeah.
Superbeats is the easiest way to get dietary nitrates, which support healthy blood flow in your body, that is all natural, no chemicals, no jive, no coke, no nothing. You name it. People want to do artificial stuff now. You don't do that. As Jack Stockwell says, real food. Super Beets is real food, just beets. Cook them, and they powder them, dry them up, and you get them in a canister. Get enough in each canister for 1 month's supply every day. You put a teaspoon into a glass of water or some chocolate milk. We got girls teasing me about that the other day. But in some vehicle that you can, a smoothie maybe, you can drink it down, and within minutes, your circulation, you can feel your body changing, literally. It opens up your arteries, the nitric oxide opens your arteries, and the blood gets through to your muscles and your brain, all around your the little capillaries or whatever they call them that through your body bring blood to every place. You need this, you want this, you ought to have it. And Superbeets is easily acquired by going to DougLikesBeets.com. Buy it online at DougLikesBeets.com, or you can call 800-655-4183. But no matter what, don't deprive yourself of the opportunity to feel the best you can. It really is the story of Super Beets. 800-655-4183, or online at DougLikesBeets.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Little program about your pets. That's the Pet Show. Warren Eckstein is the host of this program, heard every weekend around the country. Your pet, you're the owner. Sometimes we argue about that, though. Isn't it true that the dogs and cats that we have often are our owners? Don't we become slaves to them, Warren? In reality, come on.
You're right. Listen, when I come back, I want to come back as my dog.
Yeah, I want to come back with Charlotte. I don't care whether I'm going to be Charlotte, but I want to come back with Charlotte. You can have a direct link to Warren Eckstein and the Pet Show. You can join fans of the Pet Show at facebook.com/thepetshow, or you can follow Warren on twitter.com/Warren Eckstein, E-C-K-S-T-E-I-N. Or you can join the conversation through thepetshow.com. Hugs and kisses also. Warren's vitamin mineral supplement that is fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Every owner of a dog or a cat should have these, and they're so easy to get, too, at hugsandkisses.com. Warren is my hero when it comes to advice about pets. He's the guy. And in a moment, we're going to find out what's a safe amount of time to leave your dog home alone if you work or whatever. Well, we'll put various scenarios into the mix right after this.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. On Summer Right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months of $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
All right, let's get to the bottom of this. 56 past the hour, DJV experience. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. What is a safe amount of time to leave your dog home alone? This is not in the car. This is for people. Some people have dog sitters. I have a state park here in town, Warren, where I do a lot of farming. And there are always, always these dog sitters that are bringing a dozen dogs or so into the park at a time. But some people leave their dog home alone. For whatever, you go out to dinner, for the movies, under various circumstances. I wonder, what is the right amount of time? Does it depend on the breed? What do you advise?
In my case, 6 minutes. That's it. Maximum time my dog can be by himself. Now, all joking aside, a lot depends on how you react with your dog. For example, a lot of people have guilt. And what happens is because they work, and it's kind of like a latchkey pet society, when they're home with their dog, they spend every minute with the dog, which creates a scenario where the dog panics when they leave again. So what you need to do is build up the dog's comprehension that when you're gone, you're always going to come home. So short periods of time is the way to do it. However, I would never recommend that anyone ever leave their dog longer than 7 or 8 hours as an adult dog. I'm not talking about a puppy or an older dog, but 7 or 8 hours is maximum, depending, again, on the dog and the dog's health. Personally, you know, I have my Swedish nanny that comes in if I'm gone more than 4 or 5 hours. I have someone coming into my house.
She would take care of Charlotte when I had to go and couldn't bring Charlotte with me. She was there. And she was,
exactly. The only problem is my dog's speaking Swedish now, but other than that, we're okay. But the thing is that for me, my dog's 15 years old now, okay? And so 4 hours, I don't want to leave him longer than that. So she comes in, she'll take a look at him. But a lot depends on the dog, but never more than 7 or 8 hours. I think that's way, way too long. Some people say, well, my dog can hold himself for that long. He's not going to go, but he's going to be uncomfortable, and that's not fair.
No, it isn't. All right. The spoilage department here, focusing on dogs at work. How often do you find people either calling your program for advice about this or people asking or just bringing pets to work? This is a new world. The woman running up and down the plane chasing her dog on the plane the other day. So I was thinking, well, what happens if a dog goes to work and starts running around the office?
I think it's a great idea. As a matter of fact, just a couple of weeks ago, is Take Your Dog to Work Day. And the bottom line is major companies, I'm talking companies like Google, all these big companies are now letting their employees bring their pets. They find out they work better, they're more comfortable, they're not worried about their dog or cat at home, and they're a lot more productive. So I say bring your pets to work. It's the right thing to do.
Spoil your dog. Bring him to work. Sounds like an idea. Well, the dog maybe can do some work while you're at work. Thank you, Warren. Next time, 59 after on the DJV Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.